Hey, everybody, as always, you are welcome into the Speak Up table, and I want to remind you that we have another book just for you. All it takes is a phone call here to the studio. Be the first one, 208-265-8255. That's 208-265-TALK. The phone lines are always open, and you know, it's a free chicken soup for the soul book, titled 10 Keys to Happiness. I'll tell you more about it later on, but the big thing is it's free and it's for you. All you have to do is call. In addition to a free book, you could also get on the phone lines and call if you have a question for our guest today. You're all in the right place. Going to be a great show because our guest is Bonner County Sheriff Daryl Wheeler, so you can be a part of this conversation. Come on in, everybody. We have lots of issues to discuss, so let's take that first break right now, and we will be right back after this.
Save now with Bi-Mart's latest savings book, arriving in members' mailboxes this week and posted online. Inside, you'll find 20 pages of Christmas savings, including holiday decor, toys, sporting goods, and...
I can pay cash and close in as little as 1 week. I am a local, private real estate investor, and I am here to help you. I buy multiple houses every month in any condition and any price range in the Spokane and Coeur d'Alene area. I buy inherited houses, vacant houses, behind in payment houses. I will even buy foreclosures and haunted houses. Woo! Do you own a house that is trashed and needs thousands of dollars in repairs? Great. I love buying fixer-uppers. Regardless of your situation, I understand life happens, and I would love to talk with you and see how I can help. If you want to sell fast, call me today at 208-877-6000. That's 208-877-6000.
Pick up the phone to inquire. Call the Easy Home Buyer.
Save now with Bi-Mart's latest savings book, arriving in members' mailboxes this week and posted online. Inside, you'll find 20 pages of Christmas savings, including holiday decor, toys, sporting goods, and more throughout the store. Plus, don't forget to save with Bi-Mart's Cyber Week deals going on now at Bi-Mart.com. You'll find 8 more pages of store-wide savings. In-store and online, our employee owners are bringing you more savings this Christmas at Bi-Mart, where your membership matters.
Kick off the holiday season with Decemberfest on Idaho Public Television. Join the Outdoor Idaho crew for In the Shadow of the Bitterroots, December 1st at 8 and December 4th at 7. Marsha Franklin sits down with Idaho's own award-winning author Anthony Doerr, December 4th at 5 p.m., followed by an all-new Idaho experience, Remembering the Sunshine Mine Disaster at 6. Escape with us during Decemberfest and donate to keep Idaho communities strong through public media.
It's time now for the pet case of the day.
Hi, this is Dr. Dawn Mara from North Idaho Animal Hospital. Cindy worked at home sewing for a local thread shop, clothes for special clients who recognized her art and skills. And Woody, her 8-month-old golden retriever, was always by her side. He played with the thread and snuffled in the cloth fabrics. Yesterday, Woody stopped eating. He vomited twice, laid on the rug, and just wouldn't move. What's your diagnosis? Cindy brought Woody into North Idaho Animal Hospital. We took x-rays of the stomach, and guess what? 3 sewing needles were visible in his stomach. No wonder he didn't want to eat. Why do dogs do such things? No one really knows, but it keeps us veterinarians busy. We surgically opened the stomach and removed the needles, along with a wooden spool. All puppies want to put things in their mouths. Just don't let them swallow them. Woody and Cindy won't let this happen again.
For other interesting cases, visit their website at idahovet.com.
KBFI 1450, KSPT 1400, and 97.1 FM.
All right, everyone, welcome back in. Say hello and welcome to Sheriff Daryl Wheeler. Thanks for being with us today.
Oh, it's my pleasure, and thank you for inviting me again.
Absolutely. You know, we all know that you wear more than 2 hats, but we're just going to focus in on a couple of them today. And the first one is the law enforcement hat. So let's just kick it off with, what is your top number one activity that you're concerned about in Bonner County?
Right now, it's just the amount of growth that we're seeing here in the county, and how we, as a law enforcement agency, will have enough resources to deal with the upcoming problems with this increase.
You know, I had the Bowmans, Susan and Dave Bowman were on with Keep Bonner County Rural. And of course, one of the top issues was infrastructure. And one of the top issues within infrastructure at a couple of meetings I've been at is law enforcement, that we need to be leading with adjusting those numbers. Tell us what it is that you think that our county commissioners need to do in that regard, growth and law enforcement.
So realistically, I believe that the incoming commissioners need to make a strategic plan for the next several years. And I, as you said, Barbara, you know, we've seen an increase in population for as far as the sheriff's office. We've seen an increase in new construction, both commercial and residential, but we've seen no increase in sheriff's office sworn staffing. And I'm very concerned as we discuss over this next 45 minutes about the amount of increase in calls for service, the amount of traffic accidents, the amount of fatal accidents that we're going to, the overdoses that we're experiencing, and just the kind of violent calls that our deputies and law enforcement have to respond to, that we need to start planning when we start approving some of these big buildings and big construction projects, that there needs to be in it enough to pay for the infrastructure. And I think it's unfair for us Bonner County citizens that are living here that we've got to pay for the extra school, the extra law enforcement. I think during that building process, there needs to be some impact fees that need to be added onto that to pay for those those expenses that we incur.
I know that you have a lot of listeners right now that are in complete agreement with you, that developers and those people coming in and purchasing those developments need to be footing the bill for water, sewer, power, law enforcement, coverage, even EMS response. Why do you think, this is a tough question, but why do you think that our commissioners are choosing to allow so much development to happen without infrastructure really right in there in the lead?
You know, I think that's the $144,000 question that a lot of people are asking, and I don't have the answer to it. When you look at historically, I go to the commissioners, we have budget workshops, I provide statistics, I show them what's happening to our county and say that law enforcement needs help, we need to plan for the future. And historically, the ears of the commissioners have been deaf and they've not listened to us. I've continued to ask for funding, and I think we're going to talk about some of the statistics that we've seen, the increase of crimes and calls for service. And this last year, I've asked for an additional traffic enforcement officer, that a deputy sheriff that can answer those calls and deal with those. And we've seen an increase in, just for instance, in fatal accidents since last year. We've seen a 250%
wow.
increase. And when you look at all of the accidents in the last 3 years, just the Bonner County Sheriff's Office have responded to 2,586 traffic collisions, to include RV, slide-offs, injury accidents, minor accidents, assisting the Idaho State Police. And we've been inundated with calls for service to areas where we've seen an increase in population. People are speeding in areas, and we just don't have the manpower to designate to those areas. And as I said, I requested the funding for one other officer, one other deputy that can respond and just be dedicated to that. And we've seen an increase in calls that require the detectives to do that. And, you know, we've seen a 26.5% increase in sex crimes that we have to investigate. And we're doing that with the same amount of detectives that we've had over the last several years.
You know, it's stunning to me. I'll go back to fatal vehicle fatalities have increased 250%. I just cannot believe. Okay, I know that I spoke with Lewis Marshall a few weeks ago, and he talked about the incredible increase in drugs, alcohol, particularly fentanyl, correct, and how that is impacting. But you mentioned speed. I have noticed people speeding in Sandpoint. Everybody wants to blame the Oregons and the Californians and the Coloradans, but what is happening here? People just don't know how to drive in a smaller environment, or what's happening?
I think part of it is the people that are moving here understand that we have amount of freedom that is not offered in other states and even other counties in the state of Idaho, but it takes a while to slow down. I can remember I moved here in 1998. I've been here over 24 years. And when I came here, you have to reposition. You have to change the way you do it. I can remember driving into a gas station and having to wait for 10 minutes for somebody to gas up, go in the store, get some coffee, come back out, and drive off. And you're saying, why don't you just move forward? Well, you know, we're a slower pace. We have to realize we're in Idaho now, and things just go slower. And we have
and that's a good thing.
It is a wonderful thing. Yes, it is.
You know the old bumper sticker that said, slow down, you're in Idaho now.
Right, right.
I think we need to give some rebirth to that. All right, talk to our audience a little bit about the drug-related issues, whether it's sexual abuse, domestic abuse, traffic accidents. Give us some numbers or give us your thoughts on drugs and alcohol.
We see that when there's an increase of sex crimes in our county, it's always associated with drug use, drug and alcohol use. One of the statistics.
That's a bold statement that it's always.
It's not. It's almost, mostly.
Almost
it's, yeah,
always.
It's
yeah.
Usually associated with that. We have crime statistics that come out every year, and they go from June to June. And so last year in the 2021 audit that came out, that was produced by the Idaho State Police, Idaho was number three, now not per capita, was number three in filing of sex cases for adults, okay? So when you look at this, Canyon County, which has a population of 231,000 over that, they had 107 filings out of adults. Twin Falls, which has a population of 90,000, they had 95 filings. Bonner County, which we only had our population of just over 47,000, we had 93 cases. And wow. Ada County only had 84. Ada County. And Kootenai County only had 76.
Much more population than we do.
Correct.
So somebody's scrambling into Bonner County. Your opinion on a lot of people feel that the whole COVID lockdown, both kids out of school, parents, has damaged and is contributed to the drug, alcohol, and abuse situation.
I would say, there's no way to quantify these, but I would say absolutely locking down the state, keeping people out of school, having parents and adults living together with children, I think that has contributed to the increase of sex offenses. But I think that one of the reasons that, and I'd like to toot the horn of Bonner County, the detectives that we have here, and also the prosecutor, I think people realize if they read the paper that we prosecute, investigate sex crimes, and we take them very seriously. So I think people are coming forward in Bonner County rather than other counties because they realize that we will investigate it, we will take it to court, and we will file these cases. So I think that contributes to it, but I think that the COVID lockdown also did.
Yes, it hurt in many different ways. I want to underline the kudos to both the Sheriff's Department and police and our state troopers. And I had Lewis Marshall on here a couple of weeks ago or a month ago. And what a great interview, and his team, how closely they work together with you in law enforcement. And that's what gives us that kind of advantage, I think, in pursuing the crimes and the criminals that are amongst us.
I agree.
Yeah. What a great job. And all of your team, dispatchers, the whole crew. So what else do we need? So drugs and alcohol, vehicle fatalities. What else is going on with your team and the criminal element? What else is out there?
Well, we're spending, as some of the statistics that I just shared, we're spending a lot of time on accidents. And now that winter is upon us, we are just inundated with slide-offs and accidents. And we had three different sections of the roadway in the county closed because of poor driving conditions and icy conditions. And kudos to Road and Bridge. They are also inundated. They have new roads. They have more people that are traveling. And so they have the same amount of staff that they did in years past. And so they have to deal with it. So we have a good cooperation and we have a good partnership working together. But, you know, there's only so many trucks out there and so much sand to be spread. And so we have to be... We just have to deal with this this increase in population.
You know, Sheriff, before we came on the air, you gave me a budget page, and I think that this is going to shock our listeners when you tell them what I'm looking at. This isn't TV. I'd hold it up if I could, but tell our listeners what this page is showing.
Sure. Every year we go through a budget process. Every elected official, department head, goes before the commissioners and said, this is what we need. And the budget is finalized, it's published. And what that means is each budget line item gives the authority for the department heads and the elected officials to spend that money. And over the last 3 years, the commissioners have created 27 individual spots and created positions that were not funded during the budget process, and that is equal to an increase of $1.1 million in the budget. And the list that I gave you there's something that really sticks out here is that you see all the departments and planners and airport and fire mitigation
planner
and all
planner
that.
One planner two.
But golly, look, there's not one position added to the sheriff's office. So we have just seen an uptick with calls for service and need for more deputies to be out there. And I'm about public safety, and my priorities are just different right now from what the commissioner's priorities are. And I'm hoping when the new board comes in, they will look and see what's needed for the county, and they will fund those departments and especially the sheriff's office with the needs that we have.
You know, it's just stunning to me. These are called off-budget positions. So the budget is set. Everybody's line items, including staffing, is set. And so they have gone off-budget over the last 3 years and added in $1.1 million in staffing costs. Nothing against these people, but it's just we're not seeing things that are at the top of our list. Here's a forester. Nothing about I don't love about forests. I love it. But I'd rather see a deputy or a detective or a road and bridge, mm-hmm. more road and bridge. So where are they getting the money to do this? Where did the $1.1 million come from? Do you know?
So they're just opening the budget and taking general funds to pay for it.
That have not been discussed publicly, allocated, published, line item budget, and gone
Correct.
Through the
they're,
process.
They're discussed in a business meeting where one commissioner or another will bring a resolution to create a job, and then they will describe where the budget funding for this is coming from, and it just kind of goes through and they create these positions.
You know, I don't know who's guarding the chicken house, whether it's the fox or there isn't even a fox in there guarding the chicken house, but that's me talking. Okay, you got to understand my voice difference between the sheriff's voice. He didn't say that. I said that. All right. Well, it just concerns me that we've got all of these off budget positions and yet you go without any new positions, road and bridge also in need, and maybe other really critical what we would, you know, Daryl, I was at a meeting at the library. This is a few months ago. It was like a vision meeting for the library. There were probably people, 50 people there. They broke us down into two groups of 25. And so it was library, vision for the library. When they were asking our group, what's the number one thing you're concerned about? What do you want for your community? It was overwhelming. They want a safe community. I thought, you know, this is a library meeting. We needed you there.
Yes.
But that's what they wanted. That's what they said. That was like at the top on their heart. You know, they want to be safe. They want their kids to be safe. They want their kids to walk to school, and they want to drive to the supermarket and not have somebody rear end them on a roundabout. So there you go. We need your budget to be expanded significantly, I think.
I agree.
I know you agree. I agree. Exactly. Amen, right? All right. We're up against a break. We're going to take that break right now. We'll be back. We've got a lot more questions, and some questions are going to surprise you. All right. Here we go.
Finley Jeep is a superstore. As the only standalone Jeep retailer in the area, Finley Jeep Superstore receives a special allocation of new Jeeps from the factory. Finley Jeep Superstore has Jeeps, lots of new Jeeps, too many Jeeps, and they have to go. Visit Finley Jeep Superstore for clearance pricing on all 2022 models. That's right, clearance pricing on 2022 models all month during Finley's Black Friday sales event. Visit Finley Jeep Superstore in Post Falls or view inventory online at FinleyPostFalls.com.
Play it again, Bob.
Finley Jeep is a superstore. As the only standalone Jeep retailer in the area, Finley Jeep Superstore receives a special allocation of new Jeeps from the factory. Finley Jeep Superstore has Jeeps, lots of new Jeeps, too many Jeeps, and they have to go. Visit Finley Jeep Superstore for clearance pricing on all 2022 models. That's right, clearance pricing on 2022 models all month during Finley's Black Friday sales event. Visit Finley Jeep Superstore in Post Falls or view inventory online at FinleyPostFalls.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, those who own a TYM tractor and those that wish they did.
Wahoo! I love my tractor.
Jordan Sales and Service has you covered this winter with a TYM enclosed cab tractor. Include your choice of TYM attachments from snowblowers to snowblades, and you've got winter beat. See your new TYM tractor today at Jordan Sales and Service. New location and showroom at 715 North Pleasant View Road in Post Falls or online at jordansales.com.
Sandpoint Superdrug is the only store in Sandpoint that carries the Ego product line through Ace Hardware, the original lithium battery-operated power tools that all the competition is making. The single-stage and two-stage snow blowers are the bomb. They work awesome with these batteries. No gas and oil mixing needed. Just rechargeable batteries. Superdrug has it all and have the entire line, including spin trimmers, blowers, hedge cutters, chainsaws, etc. Stop by Sandpoint Superdrug today, serving Sandpoint for over 40 years.
Pace Kirby Insurance and Real Estate has been serving Boundary County for over 100 years, and they've built their reputation through good service, honesty, and stability. Come to Pace Kirby in downtown Bonners Ferry for insurance of all kinds, life insurance, supplemental health, and also Safeco Auto Insurance. Pace Kirby also sells real estate, including acreage, both large and small, farms, timberland, and creek and river property. Call 267-3123. That's 267-3123 for Pace Kirby, when experience counts.
Grammy-nominated Joe Bonamassa, hailed as one of the world's greatest guitar players. Blues rock titan Joe Bonamassa. Performing live on Friday, December 2nd at First Interstate Center for the Arts. Tickets on sale now at TicketsWest.com. Joe Bonamassa. Don't miss the guitar event of the year.
See our schedule, check our helpful links, or stream us anywhere, all at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
All right, everybody, welcome back in. You know, I'm looking, no one has called in on this book. It's called Chicken Soup for the Soul, Your 10 Keys to Happiness. It's free, it's for you, it's brand new, it's beautiful. And I'm going to tell you, this is righteous right here, because number one, a key to happiness is count your blessings. Come on, everybody. Use the power of gratitude. Next one talks about forgiveness and then helping someone, being kind, you know, thinking of someone else, not yourself. And it just goes on and on with some really good things that you can share with your kids. You could share with whatever environment. I mean, this is probably, maybe not, I haven't read it, so it may not I have everything in here exactly the way that that you would say biblical, but it's close. When it starts with counting your blessings and forgiving other people, then we're in a good place. 10 Keys to Happiness, 208-290. No, that's my number, 208-265-8255. Get you to the Speak Up table. You'll talk to Pat, and he will take your name and number, and we will get this book to you. Who is going to call? Come on, I want you to call. Get this book. 10 Keys to Happiness. Somebody out there needs these 10 Keys to Happiness, I'm telling you. Especially in the middle of a snowstorm, don't you know? Come on, let's go for it. All right, Sheriff, Sheriff Darrell Wheeler is our guest today, and we want to go back to the issue of fentanyl because we are really, I mean, the drug cartels are in Spokane, and they're sending their people into Kootenai County and Bonner County. What are we doing? What can we do?
So some of the statistics here in Bonner County, in 2020, we had 20 overdoses that were recorded in the county, and one was as a result of fentanyl. In 2021, we had 15 overdose cases, and we had none that can be traced back to fentanyl. When I say none, there may have been some, but an autopsy was never completed, so we couldn't determine without that autopsy. So in 2022, we've had 9 overdose deaths, and we've had 3 that were identified as fentanyl. Just to tell you, it's an incredible problem that's happening. Just last night, a deputy responded to a call over in the West End, and they administered fentanyl to a lady in her 30s that was overdosing and saved her life. And if you can believe this, this is the third time that we've responded and given her fentanyl to relieve her. So,
my goodness.
What we do is we carry something called Narcan. It's a nasal spray. It's a 2-pack that we get through a grant through the Idaho drug policy. And so all of our deputies carry that. It is only for heroin and fentanyl and prescription pain medication. It doesn't work for Valium or any of Ativan or Xanax or anything else. It just works on those CNS depressants. Our deputies carry it, and I would recommend that if you can afford it, that you put this, that you buy this, and put it in your bag.
How
your emergency
you
bag.
It? Is it prescription?
You can go, you can go into any pharmacy and the pharmacist there can prescribe it for you.
Wow.
And I called White Cross, which is my pharmacy. The name brand for Narcan, it costs $120 for a 2-pack, and the generic brand is $50. Some of the areas, some of the counties throughout Idaho are now putting in vending machines. I know that I was just advised at the skate park in Coeur d'Alene, they have vending machines there that you can get that. And there are several counties and communities in Washington that give it out for free. So it's something that you're going to see. But we go into the drug houses that are using opiates and they're using fentanyl, and they have boxes of these that they're keeping, and they know that when they OD that they can use the Narcan nasal spray to bring themselves back. It's disheartening.
I am so conflicted. On one hand, yes, we have an answer. We have a way of saving lives. On the other hand, we've got people with multiple times they're using fentanyl and going into an overdose, a life-threatening, fatal situation, and yet they just keep doing it. What is it? I mean, fentanyl is like, it could be a one-time use and you're done.
Well, it's not regulated. It's not pharmaceutical brand. So it's all, and about 95% of this is coming over the Mexican border. And you just don't know. One dose could be fine. When I say fine, it's a usual dose, but they could get one other pill that is so potent that they're dying immediately. And that's why this fentanyl is so dangerous in the community. And I've spoken to this, I think even on your show, if we don't shut down the Mexican border,
right,
we're not going to stop this influx of drugs into Bonner County and Idaho.
And shutting down the border, they are, is it true? I mean, I've been told that the cartel, I mean, the actual cartel people are in Spokane.
Yes, they have identified the cartel working
in there. And now they've got their runners and their people coming up into
They are in Spokane.
Coeur d'Alene. So it's real and it's true, and it's coming across, as you say, across the border, the invasion. What was that I saw recently? If 10,000 Russians go into Ukraine, it's considered invasion. If we've got 10 million people across, or whatever the number is, and we're not willing to call it. What else do you have in terms of drugs or statistics in terms of crime before I change the topic?
Well, those are crime. I didn't bring in statistics on all of the crime. I mean, we've seen just an increase in sex crimes, and we've discussed that.
Yeah.
We've just, because of the increase of people, we just are seeing more thefts, more drug arrests. Our deputies during the day and at night, a night doesn't go by that where they're not arresting somebody with possession or even possession and sales.
I was told recently that there is a movement for the legalization of marijuana. And I can't believe that would be at the national level. It must be state by state, and that someone in Idaho or some group in Idaho is pushing for this. What would be the impact in your opinion?
So it would be terrible. We have our legislature has been vigilant and pushing back on that. I sit on the Region 1 Behavioral Health Board, and we put out a statement that we are against legalization of any sort, either through a medical use or through recreational use of legalizing marijuana. It's just the first step, and we have just seen an increase in those states that have legalized it, increase in the input or the burden in health and welfare, the medical, it's affected schools. It's just affected so many things in a negative way that I'm hoping that our legislature stands still, stands strong and pushes back and never, ever legalizes marijuana in any sort.
You know, it's just one way to go to risky behavior. I mean, whether it's a kegger or alcohol or whatever, and people think it's more innocent. It isn't. I was reading a medical journal that said that the marijuana smoke is more damaging to your lungs than cigarette smoke, that there's something unique about it that's very, very damaging. So it's just a bad thing. All right, I agree. We need to keep our legislature standing strong. Well, Sheriff, I asked the Thanksgiving table, you know, what they wanted me to ask you and what they were concerned about. And yeah, they mentioned drugs and alcohol and traffic and people misbehaving. In Sandpoint, they really don't like the way people are driving. But you know what the heart rates went up and the blood pressure went up? When they started talking about bicycles.
Bicycles?
Bicycles. I'm telling you, this is a whole area of concern. Electric bikes on our walkways, they can get up 20, 30 miles an hour. They don't tell you they're passing. I mean, you, your kids, and your dog need to stay in your lane in these little narrow because they are just zooming. I think they should be out in the street. They need to be licensed, just like a motorbike. It is a motorbike.
Well, I agree, but they're not. I mean, it's the amount of CCs and the amount of energy output.
Well, we could change that.
Yeah, the legislature could change that, but are most of these people experiencing that live in the cities?
No, right here, Sandpoint. It was all Sandpoint people.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
This was Sandpoint talking at the Thanksgiving table, and they were upset about these electric bikes because they just zoom around. In fact, the conversation also got pretty hot with just a regular bicycle because they just don't obey the rules of the road. They're just coming up on you and making left and right-hand turns, and we have to be so vigilant to watch for those bicycles.
I agree with you.
I just put something else on your plate. I'm sorry. Electric bikes and regular bikes. What are the rules for, I mean, parents are apparently teaching their kids to ride their bikes on sidewalks, not in the street, because they think it's safer.
Well, boy, if you want to talk about having children or parents instruct their children, boy, I'm probably the wrong person to ask that.
It's like, you know, let the kids have fun.
Yeah, maybe they should have some bike safety classes in the public schools, and they should teach these children how to be respectful.
Yes, that's another whole topic, but I'm not sure that falls under the legal illegal activity here. So I talked at the beginning, we were talking about your hat. We've gotten into it in some way, but I think people are interested in some of your management headaches. Like, as a manager, what are some of the things we've talked about? Staffing. What are some of the other issues that you and your team face that are concerning?
I think we're experiencing the same thing that's happening in all county positions. The cost of living has increased so much that it's really difficult to hire competent people for the positions and the salaries that are being authorized. We've had so many applicants to the driver's license clerk, and we just go through one or two of those a year, and the starting salary is $19 an hour. It includes benefits, but it's really difficult for somebody that has a child or a couple of children to live on $19 an hour. And most of the clerks in those lower positions, we've been fortunate to bring the wages up for the sworn officers to a livable wage. But still, compared to what they're making in Coeur d'Alene PD or even Spokane, where they're starting out at $40 an hour and they're paying a big percentage of their medical benefits, it's still very difficult. And I don't know. I really don't have the answer to that, because when statutorily the county budget can only be raised by 3%, and when you have inflation at 9%, how do you rectify that?
Exactly.
And I mean, we talked about that. We talked about different kind of fees that we impact fees that probably should be charged, and I think that's a good idea. I'm hoping the new commissioners come in and look about charging some impact fees for some of these services that they're doing, which I'm very supportive of. But
I'd like to begin by moving 1.1 million of this off budget positions and moving a lot of that over into your territory. It's just part of it would make a huge difference for you. When we come back, I want to ask you also about how you're keeping up with the vehicle costs and fuel costs that have increased, because those have got to be, those are also major budget issues for you and your team. So, all right, we're going to take another break. We will be right back after this.
You like parties? Yeah, everybody likes parties. You like money? Who doesn't love money? What if we combined your love of parties with your love of money? Winner, right? Well, during November, the Kootenai Casino in Bonner's Ferry is holding a primetime Plinko party, where you can qualify during our daily hot spins to play Plinko and win cold, hard cash. And if winning money stresses you out, the spa at Kootenai is offering a 30-minute massage, express pedicure, and anti-stress facial, all three for $99. And because November is a party month, we've got amazing room specials in the Kootenai Falls Lodge. How about $79 for a weekday room Sunday through Thursday, or just $99 for a room Friday or Saturday? It's Plinko Party Month at the Kootenai River Casino. So get up here, join the party, and win some Plinko cash. To book your November getaway, call 888-YOU-ARE-LUCKY or visit KootenairiverInn.com.
Looking for a career? Alta Forest Products in Naples, Idaho is hiring. The world's largest manufacturer of wood fence boards currently employs over 500 people all across the Pacific Northwest and is looking for dedicated people to join their team in their nearby Naples mill. Both full-time and part-time positions are available. Alta Forest Products offers one of the highest starting wages in North Idaho, as well as life, medical, dental, and vision insurance, sick leave, plus matching 401k, no experience necessary. Tired of having just a job to get by? Join the Alta team for a great career now. It's easy to apply online at jobs@altafp.com. That's jobs@altafp.com. Made in the USA. Join the world's leader in quality wood fencing products at their Naples mill. Go to jobs@altafp.com now.
Hi, this is Shane from North Idaho Collision here to talk to you about insurance company steering. Steering happens when you call your insurance company to report a claim, and they suggest that you go to one of their preferred shops instead of telling them that it is your choice where to go. The dirty little secret behind this is that that body shop has signed a contract with the insurance company to use imitation Chinese parts, junkyard parts, and other things to reduce the price of the repairs. So the body shop gets the work, the insurance company gets the discount, and I ask you, what do you get? At North Idaho Collision, we care more about quality than we do about profits. So North Idaho Collision will never sign contracts that don't benefit our customers. Simply put, we care about you and the way your vehicle is repaired. If you feel the same way that we do, you can find us at 148 David Thompson Drive in Bonners Ferry. Our phone number is 208-267-9995. Again, that's 208-267-9995. Or you can find us on the web at nicrepaircenter.com.
North Idaho's Radio, 97.1 FM.
Hey, you guys, welcome back in. We are talking with Sheriff Darrell Wheeler, and I'm giving away a book. Nobody wants this book. I want this book. It's called Your 10 Keys to Happiness. It's Chicken Soup for the Soul, 208-265-8255. You know what? You could put this under the Christmas tree for someone. You could put it under the Christmas tree for yourself. We have someone on the line calling. Oh, okay. Calling for a comment. All right, good. Let's do it. We have someone who is going to be talking to me in a minute. Hello, hello.
Oh, hi.
Hi, what's on your mind today?
Well, I heard recently the state legislator made CBD oil for animals illegal. And I give it to my dog for arthritis. If it wasn't for that, she wouldn't be alive now. I have to put it down. And I have no intention of complying with that law. Does the sheriff plan on trying to enforce that? I will not comply.
All right. Let me ask. We don't have his ears on right now. The caller is worried about CBD being illegal to use for animals, that our legislature here in Idaho made it illegal. And
I'm not familiar with the CBD for animals, but
I know you can't buy it. Like, you can't go online and buy CBD something and have it shipped into Idaho.
I think you can if you get CBD with minus the THC.
Okay.
Yeah, you can can buy that without THC.
Okay. Is what you're giving your animals contain the THC?
No. That's toxic to animals. No, okay. No THC whatsoever.
Okay, so it should be legal for you then.
Well, the legislator, I don't know what they were thinking. I haven't heard back from, what's his name? I can't think of his name, the state legislator. He hasn't called me back yet.
Sage Dixon?
It. Yeah, Dixon.
Okay.
Yeah. I haven't returned my call yet. So, and one other thing that I wanted to talk about is I wanted the sheriff to know I'm a disabled veteran and I use marijuana as a medical for pain.
Disabled.
Do not drive. I will never, ever drive on the influence of it. But that's something that helps my quality of life, and I will continue to doing that.
Okay.
So if you're really going to enforce possession for small amounts.
Okay, good question. Disabled veteran uses marijuana for pain. He doesn't drive when he is using it and wants to know if small amounts of marijuana, if he would be prosecuted.
That would be a question for the prosecutor. I typically that type of call would not touch our law enforcement if they're at home doing that.
We often,
just last night we had a couple of drivers that were stopped with a small portion of marijuana and it was taken for destruction and no charges were filed. So that may be an indication or maybe answer his question.
All right. Excellent. Caller, I am so glad that you jumped in on this. Thanks for being with us today. Hey, do you want this Chicken Soup for Your Soul book, Your 10 Keys to Happiness? Let's give it to this caller. Did you get his name? Okay. All right. Well, thanks for being with us.
Yeah.
Oh, you are here. Oh, okay. He is still on the line. You're going to talk to Pat, and he's going to get this book to you. All right. You take care. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you. One of the things also that occurs to me that I think our listeners might be interested in is we've talked about the salaries for your officers, but there are other benefits and other things that they have that encourage them to be a part of this community. How are you holding on? What are the other ways that you can hold on to your deputies? What other perks can you give them?
It's really hard. You know, people come here to work here because it's such a great community. And I believe that the deputies that come here really feel the support that I give them. Because I, you know, one of the things that the county did several years ago, they made all of the departments and the elected officials' offices as at will. And I'm the only department and the only elected official that have any disciplinary for cause. So if somebody goes through and they mess up, the other departments can say, well, you're messing up and you're fired. Well, we have that process that we go through and we give them an appeal process. And I want the people that work for me feel like they're not just running an apartment here, but it's a home and they live here. They got the support. I really love them and I really care for each one of them. And it makes it important for me.
I got to tell you, it's not like I talk to tons of people and do official pulls, but a lot of people talk to me. A lot of people send me things and catch me. And honestly, everyone, if I've asked them about this, they are so supportive of you and all of your team members, the dispatchers, all of the people in the offices, the secretary, the support staff. They're wonderful.
I've got the best team, Barbara, in the whole state.
We could pay you more money, we would. I just honestly think people would want to do that.
I hear those compliments every single week of all the staff, the dispatchers, the detention staff, the front desk, the driver's license, everybody. I'm very proud of them.
You know, I have a quick announcement on 7bauction.com. I meant to do this earlier. This is an auction for the food bank. You go to 7bauction.com, you register, and then you can bid on auction items. It's a fundraiser for the food bank, and it closes on Thursday. So come on, you guys. We got the book. We gave away the book. That's a good thing. Here's an auction item for you guys. 7bauction.com. On behalf, the first thing that will pop up when you enter that website will be the food bank. All right, that's going to be the last word for today. Thank you so much, Sheriff Darrell Wheeler, for being with us. Next week, Mark and Karen Reiner are going to be here. Every year they do a free choir and orchestra concert for Sandpoint. We're going to talk about that next week. We'll give you all the information you need to enjoy it. Until then, this is Barbara saying, please take care of yourselves, drive slow, and may God richly bless you, my friends.